Welcome back to the cast for episode 33. We have half of Team Mongoose, I guess, here at the moment. It's been a long time since we've had all three of us on a single podcast. We have Alex.
Hi, everyone.
And Puddles, or Terry.
Hello, Internet.
That's a very C-Nanner-ish intro there. The long hello.
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 Throwing a little bow and a wrist wave.
There you go, yeah. And a little wink, you know.
Gotta give him one of those winks.
A little flash of tush, you know.
Gotta make it formal.
Yeah, just pull it down a little bit, you know, and wink at him. You know? That's how you get things rolling quick.
That's how you break the ice.
What ice?
Now that's out of the way.
It's not awkward at all.
And we can move on to more formal things. So what's up, guys? How are you? It's Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Fuck Valentine's. Yo. Valentine's Day.
Yo.
That's mad romantic.
Spring break,
yo.
Valentine's Day. What's up?
Me do.
You should get a job at MTV after that.
Yeah, I know. I'm thinking about it.
You got to come up with like an intro or something from like, and then throw in like chapter something 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 like the frat boys would. Oh, Alex and Danny from Manchester Beach, chapter 14. What's up?
You gotta go really fast at the end because it's like the camera's starting to move away. But you're
yeah, you gotta get out your information. It's like
a business. Check us out next time.
It's like a. It's they don't believe in business cards. They just believe in shoutouts. So yeah. One thing that was actually kind of new this year for Valentine's Day for me was that everybody on Facebook seems to really like this whole Single Awareness Day, and which initials are SAD.
Yeah, I saw that.
And I laughed a lot, and then I stopped caring, but I figured it was worth a mention because
buy some string and
it's just you know how it is. I mean. You see some string, and you're like, why is that? Where did it come from?
What is it?
Single awareness?
Did this come from my sweater? Should I be worried? So, yeah, I thought that was kind of funny. So, I think Alex was the only one that did anything for it, for Valentine's Day, yeah. Just to eat some strawberries.
The rest of us is single.
Yeah. Said nothing about that. He just
I mean,
you know,
there wasn't much I could do from here, but yeah, it wasn't that bad.
He gave a very friendly hello.
It was painless.
It wasn't as big as I expected.
Well, I honestly hate Valentine's Day. I don't think it's a real holiday.
No, it's not. We all agree on that. It's not a real holiday. It is my sister's birthday, though. She was born
Happy
on
birthday, Kayla.
Yeah.
Did you ever figure out how old she was?
No, I don't want to ask.
Hey, so you're...
Hey, look at you. You are... Aren't you happy to be...
How many candles
like,
do I put on
here? You're
trying
to say it. You're just staring at her like, be...
She's going to be like, you forgot my fucking birthday. No. You're like, that's not appropriate language for your age.
Or is it? Anyways, yeah, no, I'm pretty sure she's 18 now. Pretty sure. But
wow.
She doesn't act it at all. She acts like she's 8 years old, and I hate it. I hate it so much just because... I don't like listening to her.
Shut up.
Off of that topic.
There's so much love there.
Yeah. how's your guys' day been, I guess? Aside from Valentine's Day, what have you been doing?
Oh, class all day.
Oh, yeah? Just
eating my soul away.
What time do you get home, dude?
Like on Mondays and Wednesdays, I don't get home until about 4:30. No, no. 4:20-ish.
4:20-ish, huh?
I knew Alex would say something about that. Anyways, Alex, what have you done today?
Absolutely nothing.
Nothing.
Just today?
I just, honestly, dude, I woke up, I watched a movie, and then I played some Black Duty. That was my day.
Yeah, I actually need to play that since my new headset. I wanna test that out with some other games aside from Battlefield.
Got a problem with B-Field?
No, I have a whole list of games. I have more than just Battlefield, you know?
All you need is Battlefield.
All I need is Battlefield, but I want to test it with others. been doing a whole lot of Minecraft stuff lately. Especially
The big machinima thing.
Mm-hmm. The big shot.
Yeah, and the whole Team Mongoose thing as well, which didn't really talk about too much on the last podcast because neither Bagetta or Dom play Minecraft, so I didn't want to bore them.
Right.
It's been going well. I mean, we're doing good on donations, you know. If it keeps up, we'll be able to keep the server up for a long time. And we do have one person on there that's kind of fucking around and being a dick and...
Still don't know who that is.
Well, I got a few leads, but I don't want to talk about it just because if they overhear, I don't want to, you know. don't want to spoil it because I'm gonna enjoy banning the shit out of them. So, anyways, yeah, that's going on, but that's to be expected. But we do like 99% of our community are really nice people, and they're communicating well and. Making good use of the venture.
They're doing a lot of sharing, I noticed.
Yeah, yeah.
It's communist Minecraft.
Well, are you saying that we...
Not that's bad, but I...
Are you saying... In the middle of our lake, should we be throwing up a hammer and sickle?
Exactly.
Maybe we should, just to see people's reactions.
Oh, my God.
That'd be great. Maybe we should.
We'd be all offended. We'd be like, well, look at what you guys are doing.
And then we'll make it out of a hellstone so we can set it on fire, and it never burns down.
No, but look how much it's grown because of that.
Yeah.
Yes, it has.
I was standing on top of my house a few minutes ago, actually, and it looks like a city now.
Yeah. Even the cartographer, which anybody can go view on our website.
TeamMongoose.com.
Slash Minecraft. I got Mongoose on the brain. TeamMongoose/Mongoose. Which they're probably listening to this on there anyways, but hey, go check out that part, but don't close this window.
I'm sure someone did just now.
Yeah, well, I guess maybe they could be listening on iTunes. We do have a subscribe button on there. If you don't know about it, it's a little picture that says subscribe on iTunes. Just give that a little click, and you'll be always updated. But yeah, the cartographer, man, from up above, it's looking like an old-school Sin City, you know?
Yeah, it really is.
So, like, you see, like, these gross, ugly, tall buildings, and then all these tiny buildings.
Up north. To where it's all snowy and frozen, there's like these big circles of ice and snow.
That's Ryan. Every time I tell Ryan a command or something, he like fucking just goes crazy. And I need to stop telling him stuff or take him off from being a moderator because I don't know how bad that negatively affects the server. So
I mean, it looks cool, but
if you do it too big, it'll lag the server. Like as it's like processing all those blocks, but after the blocks are down, it's fine. But yeah, no, we have a command. I think it's world edit. Slash snow, and then you can tell it how many blocks you want it to snow on, and it'll lay snow on all your stuff, which is from where you're standing, which is cool, you know.
A little Winnie Wonderland of your own.
That's probably what Ryan was doing over there.
He's just way up there. Yay!
I'm going sledding!
Trying to take a boat down a hill.
He's not going anywhere. He's just sitting there. Whee!
Spinning around.
This is so fun! Alright! Yay!
So yeah, that's what's going on with the Mongoose Country. There's a ton of buildings, and it kind of sucks because a lot of them are kind of empty, you know? Like, people seem to just be either building them just to build them, or they're building them and running out of materials and just giving up.
Or and then just forgetting about it.
Yeah, because, like, there's a new version of the Mongoose Lodge, which I absolutely love. It was done great. I mean, there's a few things that I would change, but all in all, I really like it. But you go inside, and it's just empty. There's nothing in there. Not a single piece of furniture or anything. I think there's, like, a rug. I don't know. I'm going off the top of my head here. There's the dormitories that Woggy didn't finish, or Woogie. What else? I don't know. You guys hear that train? Is that being picked up?
Yep.
Yeah, fucking train. It's gone. Okay. Oh, it's still there. Okay. Yeah, no, it's looking cool. New people instantly get lost in the town. But the people who have been there since the beginning, I guess, can navigate a little bit easier, obviously, since they know where things are. A lot of people are building close to town, too. Like, there's not a whole lot of people really going out and venturing, you know? Which is a good thing, I guess.
Everything is starting, well, I guess, but, I mean, everything is really clumped together.
Yeah, that's why I didn't want that. I wanted, like, there to be space between buildings. But people are like, oh, well, there's this building, like Spencer's house. He had, like, a whole front yard. And then Men Mio and Rizu came in, and they built, like, literally in his front yard. And
get off my property.
I was just sitting there, like, I saw that, and I was like, oh, man. There goes Spencer's view right there, you know? And Min Miyu actually just started building, so I had him move. But Riza already had a house going up, and now his house, like, towers over Spencer's, and I feel bad, you know?
Well, you just got to rip his house up and move it.
I might be able to do
a random place.
I might and move his house coordinates there.
He's going to log in and be like, what is this? Where am I? I don't like change.
Why am I in a hole? Why is there no ground? Just put him in a void. I might be able to do it in World Edit and, like, copy his house and move it. I don't know, though. But, that's what happened. So, like, I don't know. I expected people to kind of give people room, you know? Not just, like, there's the road, and I'm going to build the next block past the road right there, you know? No front road. I don't know. No buffer.
We do have plenty of space left. I just don't get it.
Yeah, I don't know. But it looks cool at night, especially, you know, with all the houses and stuff being lit up. The only house I have is a stair house, and that's off on its own little island. And so I'm not being encroached on.
All I built was that tower with Taylor. And then I walk around and I see all the things people build, and it just – I don't want to build anymore. I'm just like, look at all this cool shit. What am I going to build?
We should really work on something together, us three. Just go build something in there as a team. Something a little bit bigger, something a little bit more show-offy.
Just put it next to somebody's house. Put it over someone's house.
But like a floating castle over everybody's houses. So it's just darkness at the whole time. Mobs spawn constantly.
There's a nice sandbag there for you.
Yeah, no, we should do something. Because I feel the same way as you, Alex. I get discouraged because I walk around and I'm like, well, what do I do, you know?
I mean, have you seen Volkim's house? He's got his name written out.
Yeah, Broder had his
name. Like, wow.
Broder's has his name written out as well. And I brought it up in the video about, like, people spelling out their names and stuff, and I was just like, I never get that. And then Broder just brought it up to me after the video, and he goes, hey, I saw your video, and if you're mad about the sign, I can take it down. And I was like, no, it's fine. And he goes, oh, I just thought it was cool. And I'm like, that's cool? Like, I don't know. That just doesn't click for me. Maybe it does for other people, but I've just never been a person to write my name out in places, you know?
That made me think about making, like, the Hollywood sign somewhere.
Just thinking, it's like, we should do a Team Mongoose Hollywood sign.
Just put, like, Mongoose on the side of a hill.
Mongoose.
No, but some people build some crazy-ass shit. I forgot whose house it was, but they have flashing lights all around, like, the outside of it.
Oh, the walkway up?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's Last Martini or Martin.
I don't know if it was the walkway, but it's on the house itself, too, like over the door. And it looks like a freaking nightclub.
Oh, that's, that it's one is...
strip club.
No, it's not the strip club. It's a long pathway there.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Is there a big Z on top of it?
Yes.
Yeah, that's Zirconians.
That was just, wow.
Yeah.
It's a nightclub. Like, where's the red carpet? That's all that's missing.
Hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, he built his house pretty far out, which is what I was kind of expecting people to go on, because to all the public service we went on, like back when,
people just take off on those.
Yeah, they just take off and work by themselves, you know, which is not what I wanted. Like when I sent out all the emails and stuff, I made sure people knew it was like, hey, I'm trying to build a good community that's based on teamwork and stuff like that. No lone wolves here, because
no cowboys on this server.
Yeah, because I didn't want people to be secluded. I wanted people to be working as a group and become friends and stuff like that, you know? That's why it's kind of communistic, I guess.
Well, I mean, people are still working on their houses and getting settled.
Yeah, I guess.
Not this guy building the giant skull.
He's yeah.
Just going
that, I'm sorry, but that was amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I walked up to it and I was like, look at this thing.
Yeah, it's definitely impressive. I just wish he didn't build it so close to the town. Like, I told him about that, but he was already so far into it before I caught it that I couldn't really say anything about it, you know? I was like, well, just finish it up, I guess.
Well, you better goddamn finish it.
Yeah. I think he actually hit the height limit because he didn't build it closer down. So the top of the head is like a bowl.
Oh, that's cool. You can fill it with lava.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that's a lot of lava, though.
It looked cool on the tectonic map, though.
Yeah. Maybe, I don't know. We'll see. But yeah, that's pretty cool. There's a few ships now as well. Like Tyler Tybert, he built the first one, which is really tiny.
Yeah, I was looking at them just now.
Yeah,
a really tiny one and then a slightly bigger one.
Yeah, and then if you go to Northmore, there's a bigger one near the strip club,
which was starting a fleet,
and which is kind of cool because it kind of brings the whole feel of like, you know, that's how civilizations would work. You know, if you had a house or something near a lake or a river or something, you would have a boat, you know, to go out to sea and do all your sea business.
Become a seaman.
Yeah, sea businessman.
Go out there and have luncheons and conduct meetings.
Unless you're Terry, you'd build something in the fucking sky.
Yeah.
Build a spaceship.
Had to build my spaceship.
Well, skyship.
Skyship.
Yeah, not going into space.
I wish I could go into space. We need to break that height limit. Just go.
Seriously, I wish you could customize it. But,
if they make, like, vehicles for Minecraft.
Oh, God.
I would just say they have to do some kind of space build thing.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, vehicles
so
is one thing.
You can build your civilization up to, you know, advanced technologies and make a spaceship and take off.
Well, they probably add more sky before they add space.
Well, yeah, you have to do that. But, I mean, if they start making, like, vehicles, and then you can get more and more complex vehicles depending on your materials, and eventually you'll be flying, and then soon you'll be in space.
Yeah, it would be cool to see some sort of progression thing. They actually brought that up in the live stream a little bit, but I don't think he went into it too much. I was really out of it, so I didn't really.
Yeah, I bet you were.
But it'd be definitely something. Like, all this space talk is making me miss the space mod on Gary's mod, like, big time.
That was amazing.
God, that was a space mod?
Yeah, where you had to, like, you had to build life support systems and fuel and make,
what?
Like, work on your engines, and you had to, like, tie them all together with wires and stuff. It was complicated
shit
for people to come into just, like, you know, without anybody teaching them how to do it. But and after you know how to work it and stuff like that, it's so much fun. Maybe we should get a Gary's Mod server.
I want to play.
They're much, much cheaper than Minecraft ones. Like, much, much cheaper, because Source, Source actually understands how to make servers and code it and stuff. So, yeah, they're much cheaper. I think we could get one for, like, $20 a month or something. But,
I remember playing with you guys a long time ago, but I think you were hosting the server off your computer.
No, not me. I've never hosted a Gary's Mod one.
Maybe that was Snipe server.
Yeah, it was probably Snipe. But the thing with space ones is that the maps are much bigger, and so they'll get laggier compared to normal ones. I'll look into it. See what we can do. But that'd be cool to get like a Gary's Mod thing going on for Team Mongoose as well.
I haven't played it in 2 years, dude.
Same here. I haven't even touched it. So maybe we should go find a server or something and fuck around for a little bit.
You know what I did like in Gary's Mod was the Death Race servers.
Oh, the Death Race ones?
Yeah, that
was
tons of fun.
I haven't done that either. All I've ever done was build stuff.
Death Race.
Yeah.
And some jump. Oh, well, maybe not the jump ones.
Nah. Or the circle.
Those are like hard as shit and they take forever.
Mm-hmm. The Death Race ones were fun and aggravating at the same time. Because, like, it's just a gauntlet. Like, there's 40 people all running at the same time.
What?
And you just see them, like, get tore away in, like, sections. Just a bunch of people dying in the first one and a bunch more people dying in the second place. Yeah.
Oh, we got to do that. We're going to do that.
Yeah, just to clarify what that is, it's basically you get dropped into a map with, like, an obstacle course. A deadly obstacle course.
Very deadly obstacle course.
With you and, like, however many other players, like 30 other players. And you can't – there's no collision detection for other players, thank God.
Thank God.
It got really cramped. But basically, you just try to survive to the end of the obstacle course, and whoever made it got points.
Yeah, you get
depending on what place you got and all that.
Yeah, you get, like, an in-game currency and stuff where you can buy, like, different skins or different abilities for the Death Race.
And I know the
sounds like Mario Kart
most
on crack.
Expensive one was the third person.
Yeah.
Because that would be so useful. You have to do it all in first person, or you can buy third person for like 1,000,000 points or whatever it was.
Yeah. It was just how creative. Oh, man, that, I don't know. I like the jump ones, Terry.
I like them.
They did take
they're
a very
really
long
frustrating, and I could never make it to the end of any of them because they were so long.
Yeah, Alex, the jump ones, basically it's not so much a death race, but it's like you just start off in like a town or a city or something like that, and then you're supposed to get to the end. And you get a timer once you get, I think, past the first jump, it starts a timer. And if you get there in a certain amount of time, you get points and et cetera, et cetera. But it's like
the ultimate platformer challenge.
It's like the ultimate virtual parkour. Like you have to jump onto fucking like pixels and then jump onto this other pixel and ride it against the wall until you get to the other end.
Yeah, it got really fucking hard.
Yeah, and then some points you just have no idea what the fuck you can do.
Yeah, and you see this other guy just run up and blow past it because he's done it 1,000,000 times.
Yeah.
It's like, how did you do that?
He goes, oh, well, you got to run sideways at a 45, spin a 360 in the air, hold crouch, and then jump twice more. Oh, no, of course. What was I doing?
Was so simple. Why didn't I do it?
Yeah, and then you try it for 45 minutes, and you're only, like, you can see the spawn point from where you are, and it's frustrating. But it's a lot of fun.
It also lets you save your place.
Yeah, yeah.
It would count how many times you saved, so, like, if you save, like, 40 times by the end, you wouldn't get as many points or whatever.
Yeah, and there's people
as the guy who did it in, like, one save.
It's that.
And there were people that did it without even saving.
I know. fucking. They would do it over and over too, because I'd be like stuck in one place, and then they would just pass me like five times, and I'm like, "You son of a bitch, how are you doing this?"
Yeah, they'd make it to the top, and they get put back to the bottom. Like, "Oh, I'm going for number two."
Yeah, it's like, "Oh, what are you on?" "Oh, 16." And there was also like vertical ones too, where they would just build a map vertical, and like you'd go by level, where you had to like hopscotch on those ones.
Where it was just a bunch of like blocks and shapes and stuff that you were going up.
Yeah, you had to like jump on like floating balls or like triangles, like sideways.
Yeah, the triangles. I remember you got stuck on the triangles.
It was bullshit. You had to jump on the tip of them. Otherwise, you'd slide right off. It sucked. And then again, I'd just be passed by these motherfuckers who could do it. So
they're just like, hey.
We're like doing handstands and shit, running around with the Reeboks or Nikes. And like the worst ones are the fuckers who've done it so many times, they're just spending like points on stupid shit like trails. Like the guy running around with hearts coming out of his ass, you know? Or the rainbow. And it's just like a big fuck you in the face because you can't see after that motherfucker runs for like 2 minutes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is my rainbow in your face?
Yeah.
It's fun hearing Dwight rage about games.
It's a lot of fun, but a lot of bullshit, too. Like, you can't take a lot of it if you can't do it at least once. So I you do a lot of server jumping. But it's fun. It is very fun. God, I miss that game. I spent so much time in it.
I definitely want to do some Death Race.
Is Alex being dropped?
I don't know.
You can still hear me, right?
Yeah,
so there's a problem with this call. We're doing this all through Skype right now, so if you guys are wondering why we're having technical difficulties, that's the reason why. Alex is still... I think his net dropped or something. He better not fucking text me. Or if he does... Well, hold on, I gotta mute my phone then. Shut up. Okay.
He'll do it.
Anyways, we'll just keep talking and fuck Alex.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, dude, I would love to get back into Garry's Mod for a little while, you know, especially the space stuff. If we can get our own, oh, that'd be awesome. The thing was is that, like, when you get, like, spaceships, so, oh, yeah, I remember, like, flying to other planets and stuff and inhabiting them, like, making your own air system and, like, resource systems and stuff in there.
Yep.
Yeah.
I remember no matter what ship I made, I was always leaking something.
Yeah.
Like I'd be leaking air all the time when I'd go out too far and be like, oh, wait, I have no air.
The trick was to condense the machines into the E2 chips.
I don't even know what that means.
The E2 chips was like, there's like a coating in a little chip. It's like a little processor that you can like weld onto walls or whatever. Mm-hmm. And you can write code in them. Like, you know, if this happens, then use this. If it doesn't happen, then do this.
No.
It was like, I don't know, to relate it to Minecraft.
It was like some kind of crazy science magic.
Yeah, it was basically where you can write code, you know.
Right.
I don't know what kind of code it was. It was just...
Yeah,
just...
that wouldn't have helped me.
Yeah, but...
didn't understand how it worked, so...
Yeah, but if you can get those, and, like, I had one for... I was able to copy like a full plate of them where I'd have like 16 or 20 air machine things that generate air, oxygen, whatever's oxygen converter, I don't know, and they would generate oxygen, and then I would tie all those together with the wire and then have those go into like a container which would dispense oxygen, and I just take that and fly it out, and had one for my engine as well. So instead of having this big ass ship that you needed, you know, beforehand, because you had the big, like the engine stuff was huge, you know, it took up so much space that you need a big ship, and bigger ships are harder to fly because they're bigger. So I have all this stuff in like this tiny personal like UFO that I would just fly to another planet and just take it over and have like a space station there where like people can land their ships. They can take an oxygen mask and walk through the chamber and come inside, and there's gravity and stuff, and it was awesome.
Nice.
Yeah, like, I got really into it near the end when I stopped playing. That had to have gotten better by now, too. Like, there had to have been some...
I remember one of the problems was the, like, the object pack that came with it was massive.
Yes, it was.
And, like, I didn't have all of it loaded. Like, whenever I wanted to flip through all the things, I'd have to reload everything.
You'd have to cache them all again.
Yeah.
Yeah. That first one is always terrible, and that's why you do it on, like, host your own private server on your own computer, and then go in there, just load it up, and then let them all cache, and then go online.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Little Gmod trick. And Alex is offline. His net must have cut out. Or did mine?
Oh, he's online. He's wondering what happened. I've been trying to add him, but...
Yeah, all of my contacts are offline, like I'm offline. And my thing says connecting, but I'm talking to you just fine.
Wow.
Yeah, it even my computer says no internet access. How am I still talking to you? What is going on?
Found a way.
Okay, we're going to take a quick little intermission, and we'll be right back.
Okay, bye.
Okay, and we're back. Yeah, my router decided to crash on me, so I had to reset that, and that took a little bit longer than I expected.
It has been 24 hours.
It's been a full 24 hours since then, and I apologize for that. Not really. It's been, what, 20 minutes? Which is still too long to reset a router, but whatever. We also picked up a fourth during the intermission. Say hello to Chinaman. Or George, I guess, would be better. Panda Man? Peruvian Man? What do you go by now?
I go by the name George.
George, there we go.
Boring.
Or as Terry likes to call me, Jorge.
Jorge, yes.
There you go.
Okay. Well, we got Jorge here, and we were talking about Gary's mod still, weren't we?
Yes.
Yeah, but we went a little bit more into that when Alex wasn't here. And we can. I think we should move from that topic. There actually is this new game out. It's called Magicka. You guys heard of it or seen anything about it yet?
Nope.
During our little intermission thing, I needed to pass some time while they were doing all their shit with the router. That I was watching the TRS episode from like last week or something. And they were.
God, I can't get into that.
I know, neither can I. It was one of those things where it's like, oh, I've seen everything else, so why don't I just watch this? So I watched it, and they were doing a little review on Magicka, and it looks pretty awesome. And it's $10 on Steam.
And is it the one by Paradox Interactive?
No, I don't know. I don't think so. It's spelled with a K. Magicka.
Like it's like little dudes in hoods.
Yes.
Colors.
Yeah.
It's
a 4-player co-op. Mm-hmm. And you have, like, at any time you have access to, like, 8 different elements that you combine to make spells and stuff. And there's no mana in the game, so you can always cast spells. And depending on the combination of these elements and everything like that depends on what spell you get. And, like, later on you learn how to do, like, bigger spells and stuff where you can direct them at people, do area of effect, cast them on yourself for, like, healing and stuff, or cast them on your sword. And... I don't know, I didn't really look much into it. I just watched their thing and got about 4 minutes into it, and I was like, man, that looks kind of fun, you know? So, I mean, it's only $10 on Steam, and they were saying that it was a lot easier to play with the using a 360 controller instead of the keyboard. So, might be something that we should go check out, maybe do a little video on it or something.
I can't use a 360
controller. I want to be a level 5 wizard.
Everybody wants to be a wizard.
Wizard.
Earlier, Alex, me, and Terry were talking about that in in Minecraft, and
yeah.
And everybody was just kind of like, wait, what are you guys talking about? Is that like some sort of inside joke?
I want to be a wizard.
And so I was trying to explain to him, all right, say wizards with a lisp, but say this, and I want to be a level 5 wizard with a lisp. And so they did, and they laughed and kind of got in on the joke.
I bet you at least half the people listening right now to this are doing it.
Yeah, it's just right now, say out loud, I want to be a level 5 wizard.
I want to be a level 5 wizard.
It sounds like you're eating something. I want to be a wizard.
Wizard.
Anyways, it was funny, but yeah, we should look into that. You know, might be some fun times in there.
Agreed.
Let's see.
Were you there that one time we played Alien Swarm?
No, I was doing something else. But I think I was in the call. No, I wasn't in the call. You guys called me, and then we talked about it for a little bit, how you were playing it, and I never got into it.
Did you play it?
It was crazy.
I played it once,
ridiculous.
But I played it alone, so I played it wrong.
Yes, you played it wrong.
So, I don't know. Maybe we should check out that too.
Oh, I'm down to play it again.
Yep.
Yeah. So, a lot of fun coming ahead, I guess. So,
perhaps
what else?
Too much.
Too much fun. What else is there to talk about?
What was that?
I said, what else is there to talk about?
There you go.
Sorry, my microphone is on low.
Did you guys by any chance talk about the rumors for the new Batman movie?
With Joseph Gordon-Levitt?
Yeah.
Yeah, did they release what he's going to play yet?
There's a rumor going around that he's going to play Falcone's son.
I don't know Batman lore.
Well, I read up on it a little bit, and it looks pretty solid as far as that it could fit into Christopher Nolan's Batman world. This guy basically he's good at getting people killed, but it's all dark and like a Frank Miller. He was in a Frank Miller, I think.
Frank
Miller, the guy who wrote 300. He did the same comic that Coney's son is in as well.
Sorry, I had this joke in my head, and it just goes around going, it's Miller time. Don't know why. Like, he's like about to direct a movie or something, and he just goes on set and he goes, it's Miller time. puts on some sunglasses and sits down.
Sun's behind him, he's on a beach.
For some reason.
but about the rumors, though, I wouldn't mind it, because there's also rumors going around he might play like Robin, and I don't want to see a Robin.
He would play a good Robin, actually.
Robin.
He would be a good Robin, but I wouldn't want to see one.
Yeah.
Who's playing the Riddler?
They haven't confirmed the Riddler in the movie, but they're saying he might also play the Riddler too. But recent rumors have surfaced that he might play this guy Alberto Falcone.
Alberto.
Son of Carmine Falcone.
Jim Carrey.
I know the name Falcone. I just can't.
Google.
He was in the first movie.
Really?
Yeah.
So what is he, like a gangster or something? Like, is he bad?
Falcone. Let me read you here. It says here, he's a serial killer known as the...
So he's a bad guy.
He's known as the serial killer, the holiday killer. He is an enemy of the Batman. He is featured in Jeff Loeb and Tim Sale's series Batman The Long Halloween and Batman Dark Victory.
Yeah,
he's based off Fredo Carleone from the Godfather series. And he also has certain traits similar to Michael Corleone. Basically, he's like a mobster.
Interesting.
Super mobster.
Yeah.
That's cool. When's the release of the last one?
The 2012. Probably summer, I believe.
This summer.
So supposedly
it's not this summer.
Next summer.
The script,
next
and they
summer.
Say it's a masterpiece. It surpasses The Dark Knight.
Hmm.
Really?
I can't wait to see it.
I wonder if he'll have more interesting action scenes in there and not stuff that's so boring.
Just kind of step it up.
Yeah, I mean, The Dark Knight was a little boring to me.
Like, the truck thing was, like, really cool looking, but it didn't leave an impact on me. Like, it was really bland. It was just, like, straight up and over, you know? Like, versus Michael Bay, who's just let's ruin everything.
They flipped the truck, and it wasn't CG. I have to disagree. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, but...
They gave Optimus Prime a parking ticket, like, the other day.
Nice.
While filming in New York.
What he deserves.
That cop just wanted to be a dick that day.
he just wanted to write down Optimus Prime on the ticket.
Go back to the fucking station. Hey guys, I just wrote Optimus Prime a ticket.
They fire him for being crazy.
Can't do that. He saves the Earth.
Yeah. Whatever. Transformers 3. Suck one. Man, what else is there to talk about? I feel like we lost a lot of our momentum through that intermission, you know?
Intervention.
Did you guys see that new Captain America trailer?
The only Captain America trailer?
Care to.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, there's Baguetta posted a link of that one that was remixed with the America Fuck Yeah song from World Police in the background, and it works great, dude. It's just Captain America running around going, America! Fuck yeah! And it works so well.
Bashing motherfuckers with his shield.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I'm more excited for Captain America than I am Green Lantern. Oh, even though I like Ryan Reynolds a lot. I don't even know why I like him. He hasn't really put out anything that's been good since the last X-Men.
I don't
know. Even that was like really just a small part, you know?
Ooh, we should talk about the new X-Men First Class trailer and how bad it is.
I still haven't seen that either.
How suck bad it is.
How suck bad.
How suck bad it is.
I hear Jean Grey is not going to be in that one.
What happened?
I hear Jean Grey is not going to be in it.
Neither is Cyclops. But Cyclops' little brother is in it.
That doesn't make sense.
Cyclops. A.K.A. human. Ordinary kid. His powers include exceptional ADD.
20/20 vision. Death perception.
Yeah, no, that's him.
I think the only X-Men, the original comics that was like the First Class is Beast.
Wasn't First Class the first class? Shouldn't Cyclops and Jean Grey be in there?
Nightcrawler's dad. Nightcrawler's dad is in it.
Wow.
Mystique as a teenager is in it. So.
Teen Steak.
It's going to be full of acne.
It's going to have so much drama in it. Who's going to take Mystique to the dance?
Shit.
She has acne right before the prom.
Oh, no.
She can hide that acne, though.
Her dress totally clashes with her blue skin.
She could turn into someone else.
Where am I problem?
I don't know if you guys know anything about the X-Men, but supposedly they're going up against the Hellfire Club.
Nope, don't know who that is.
Nope. Lost me.
Yep.
Alex?
Nope.
He was just going to stay quiet.
If they don't know, then I definitely don't.
I don't read comics at all.
Yeah, me either. I don't follow superhero lore.
My X-Men experience doesn't go too deep into the comic books.
Mine goes about as deep as the movies, and even those I forget.
Yeah, don't. But go
back. I mean, even then, superhero movies are still to me.
Oh yeah, they're only getting worse, I think.
Well, I don't know. I kind of
Green Lantern.
Yeah, Green Lantern. Yeah, Prime Suspect.
The Amazing Spider-Man.
What? Well, I haven't seen anything about that.
I'm
but...
interested in the new one. I want to see what happens there. But let's not talk about Spider-Man 3, because that's just a whole
No, that thing. Yeah, that's an hour of just saying bad words.
Have you guys seen the new suit, though? For the...
I did. I saw it while we were talking.
It looks bad, I think.
I think it looks cool. I mean, it's not that big a departure. I mean,
throw a link in the chat. I wanna see.
Here's one picture, one small picture.
That's fine. I just want to get a.
Mostly what they changed is just the arms and the legs.
No. Don't get the official one. Get the ones that they've like. There's some that they've shown. Where it's like him on set and oh god,
I like that.
Yeah, I mean, I like the colors.
It looks more real, you know. It doesn't look like it's just one piece of cloth, you know. It looks like they put a little bit more work into it. Like it was a little bit more homemade, you know. Like his gloves.
The first movie, the new one that they did, or new one. Quotes, but I hated it because of the web pattern. It was so thick and like shiny,
sparkly.
Like it was stupid.
Why don't they ever go into the repercussions of having a fucker spitting webs everywhere? Like, where's the dude that's cleaning all that shit up? I mean, there's been like parodies on that stuff, but
it dissolves after like an hour. Oh,
okay. That's what I was thinking. I was like, does it dissolve or deteriorate or something? Okay, that makes sense.
It's like I have a janitor clean out the whole city for it.
Dude, that could be making bank.
They did in the...
Yeah, but can you imagine that guy like walking around every day like this motherfucker...
Just like following where Spider-Man goes?
That's his job.
I'm looking up pictures from the set, and I found some crazy looking ones. Oh, God, I got to show you this.
Well, I'm only interested in the official one. I think they did a good job. It's interesting.
Oh, yeah, that looks about right.
What is this?
Oh, no, I'm saving you all. Everyone's happy.
What's with the little chicks? What the...
Look, the only guy that's scared is the passenger.
The little kid is crying.
Dude, that's body paint. That's not even a shirt. That guy's not wearing a shirt. And he has like a metal Spider-Man logo around his neck. And that's Saran wrap he's holding. Oh, that is funny.
Save the ducks.
I like how like the right side of the van, they're just all having a great time. Passengers freaking out.
Oh my god, Spider-Man, I'll save him. Look at that Spider-Man saving them with a smile.
Oh, that's going to have to go up somewhere where people can see it because nobody knows what we're talking about.
Yeah, I'll make sure to include that link on the website. The there's so many things I have questions about. Like what went through his head when he decided, you know what, I don't need to make a shirt for this. Just paint me. You know? I got a great body.
I have tons of body paint and I need to use it.
And then he has that thick metal Spider-Man logo. Is it straws wrapped around his arms?
I don't know.
Oh, there's so many questions. Anyways,
photos.
Yeah, just so you guys know that the link will be up on the website in the link bucket, so check that out. Why is there so many more pictures, George? George, stop this. What are you doing?
No, that the last one is the suit, so you can see it from like the side. He's like wearing boots. That's what I don't like.
Nice boots.
In case you guys are wondering.
Yeah. Yeah, he can go. Well, I don't know. In a realistic.
It looks like the final version that I'm looking at right here. Then that's fine. Good job.
I mean, in a realistic sense, like he would have. Want some sort of protection under his feet, but I think they may have went too far to make it apparent that he has.
Yeah, that's like giant steel boots.
No, but it doesn't look that bad.
Well, no, if you look at his right foot there, you can see that he's like probably wearing a shoe underneath that costume. Or it could, I don't know, maybe they're making it look like it's part of the costume?
No, it just looks like some kind of silver lining to it.
Whatever, I'll put this link as well, that way you guys can check it out. Let's get off of picture stuff. I like the suit. It looks good. The shoe thing, whatever, I'll get used to it. I don't give a shit. That's my take on it. George, what are you doing with your mic? Making a lot of noise.
Sorry.
Getting awful rowdy over there.
Yeah, just tone it down for a bit.
You got to hand it to George yesterday, man. Knifed all of us in Battlefield.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he did. He got all of our dog tags. Mine was a fluke. City. And so was Terry's. Alex was done.
I think
just
all
fine.
Of ours were a fluke, but that's not
all right. Yeah. That was
the best
good.
One, the best one was Alex's because he went to knife me and he was right in front of me and he missed somehow.
I know. I don't even know how that happened, dude. The game just denied me completely. I mean, I jumped down from the rafters inside the barn to get him.
Pulling Assassin's Creed.
I saw the knife, like, right in my face. I'm like, what is this? Oh, God, I think it's Alex. Stab. And then
yeah,
I see
like,
the
I was hiding at the top, and I saw people moving around, and I saw George's name pop up, and I was like, oh, my God. I jumped down, like, behind him. And then he turns around and somehow knifes me.
Terry's was the best one, I think, though.
Definitely. I don't even understand how the fuck it happened. Like, that doesn't
like,
make sense.
He threw his knife after me to catch me in the air.
I don't even know how he saw you coming down that quick. I think he was just swinging and just happened to get you.
No, I went to the roof and I saw someone about to jump off and I stabbed.
Yeah, because on my screen I was already off the building falling and then all of a sudden I'm dead and I'm just ragdoll.
Too bad we can't wear like customize what we have. Wear like an armadillo pack or something with like the armored spine. That way you can't get stabbed in the back. Or maybe it takes two hits or something.
That riot shield on your back.
Yeah, that was awesome. Do that and just prone.
I hear that you can customize now in Battlefield 3.
Yeah, there's... Yeah. I like the fact that you can kind of... You have the choice between, like, slugs and birdshot. Or
no,
whatever
I mean,
is.
It's, like, not customized. Like, you can wear, like, a pink fluffy hat and run around like that.
Because I can't wear a pink fluffy hat and run around?
Yeah, I'm saying you won't be able to do that.
God damn it.
Because they want to keep it serious, man.
What's not serious about a pink hat running around in a war zone? That's serious. There's obviously something wrong with me. I should be taken to the medical center. That's serious.
This is true.
Whatever, Dwight.
Say that a little bit gayer, why don't you?
Whatever.
I can almost hear your hand or your wrist limping from over here.
You don't even know. I have such a raging clue.
Yeah, I'm completely excited for Battlefield 3 just because of the huge leap from 1 to 2 was awesome. And I don't know, maybe we'll get bigger battles now since they talked about making bigger maps, you know? I know the PC is. PC is getting 64-player battles.
Yeah, PC is getting 64.
Yeah.
Did you see what they were what they had said about the lighting?
I saw the article. I didn't read the whole thing.
They're talking about how the lighting is so much better. That one node of lighting in Battlefield 3 has more information in it than a whole map of Bad Company 2.
Fuck. Wow. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. You think it'd be?
Well, that's got to be a good thing.
Well, maybe.
My thing is,
what if it's a bunch of shit information?
Sure what a node is and how many nodes there are.
It looks beautiful, though.
Yeah, it really did.
It's weird how they can push these consoles that have been out for 6 years, you know, further and further and further. It's amazing. It makes me wonder what, like, the next console is really going to be able to do, you know?
It's going to be
I think we're going to be done.
The game is real.
Oh, don't talk about it. I just bought my Xbox, like, less than a year ago, dude. Don't.
And then they released
the
new Xbox right after you got it.
Yeah.
Fuck me, dude.
Yeah, no, I think the next console, I think we're gonna be done. Like, I think that's just gonna be it.
Can't do any better.
It's gonna be in 3D and virtual reality.
PS9, man. The little globe thing.
Did you see that when it was on TV?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw it once.
I remember people were freaking out. Oh, my God, it's real. It's coming. Oh, God.
It's like the end of the world.
Dude, I was so confused when I saw the PS9. What the fuck is that? Like, I still don't know the meaning behind that.
Yeah, they didn't even, it wasn't, they weren't even pushing PS2 or anything. It was just a commercial for PS2.
I know, I didn't hear anything about it ever again. Like, did they ever say what the hell that was about?
No.
Sure, Google did.
I was just, dude, it was like, they just dropped it there, and they were like, I'm just going to leave this here.
I'm just going to leave this here. What do you guys think? Questions? George, what are you doing in your mic, bro?
Nothing.
Loving it.
I'm just loving his microphone.
Feels so good.
So, working on a little something special over at Team Mongoose right now behind the scenes. Can't talk too much about it, but some people may already know.
G14 classified.
I may or may not have brought it up in a commentary at one point or another. I don't know, but I'm looking forward to it. I think hopefully it'll go over well and people won't tear into it too much. But
I'll probably tear into it.
Yeah, it's your own project and you're just gonna rip into it.
I'll post it up. I'll be the first comment and be like, man, this shit sucks.
Just every video.
Gets worse every video.
Or more serious every time.
Just telling yourself, stop. You suck at it.
God, that's terrible. Right. Terrible commentary. But yeah, I bought Dawn of War 2 on Steam the other day because they were having a 50% off sale. And Jose apparently wants to get some multiplayer achievements on it. And I'm always down to try out a new RTS and stuff like that. So I was just like, okay, well, you know, get in and try it out. And I am...
Steam achievements?
I know, those are so worthless.
No. Seriously,
sorry,
you think I'm that
just
stupid?
Got hung up on that.
No, I'm not like, this... What? No, shut up, all right? No. Listen, Steam achievements are stupid as shit. I'm giving you that. This game, you sign in with your live account, and you get real-life achievement points. Okay? So, there you go.
That makes sense.
So it's a Windows...
So you get real-life achievements. I just realized I said that.
You get real achievements.
Yeah, no. It goes towards your gamer tag. When you come in, I can send messages to people and stuff like that. Like, I sent one to Alex the other day. And,
You sent that bitch a smiley face.
Oh, and, that's what that was about. I was like, what the fuck is Dwight talking about?
Yeah, I was on...
shit.
Yeah, I was on Steam, and I was just like, I wonder how this works. And, like, it's all right. And so, yeah, it's Windows Live, so it goes towards your gamer points and everything. So it's cool. And I'm terrible at the game. Just god awful. It's not like normal RTSs where you like build up your forces and like, you know, woo, send them out, you know. It's you have like a team of people that you have the entire game that you like customize their loadout before you go and each one does like his own little thing and I don't even know how to explain it. And then like people die and shit and then like you get a chance to revive them later on or you call in for quote unquote reinforcements, but I've barely passed the first two boss battles, like just barely. And I don't even want to go any further cause I know I'm just going to get murdered. And, but they got this one mode called Final Stand for multiplayer and it's just, you know, wave after wave after wave. And that was pretty cool. Like, I like the leveling system and stuff. Like, you could pick up items if you do certain things inside of the game. And it's cool, I guess. I don't know. That's all I can really say about it. Just wanted to bring that up. Yeah.
Pretty cool, bro.
I didn't even hear what Alex said.
Me either. Let's ignore him.
Okay. So.
So anyway.
Hey, pay attention, LB.
Yo.
That's where we went with our conversation, just to that. That was it. We're at like, I don't know, about an hour or so now.
Wow.
And it feels like we didn't really talk about anything.
It was Valentine's Day yesterday. What'd you guys do?
Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day. Today. Yeah.
I'm in the future. Sorry.
Well, we're going by PST. That means past time.
Past super time.
Past super time.
Past what sexy guys, time.
What did you guys do?
We spent the first 30 minutes talking about that.
We did nothing.
That pretty much wraps it up. That wraps up a full
candy. 30 minutes.
Well, good for you. Hope you enjoy that candy.
Good for him.
Full of
if it bite. Was up to me, I'd let you guys have most of the candy that I got.
No thanks. I'm not much of a candy person.
You don't like Reese's?
All right, I guess.
Yeah, well.
Well, if you're going to be giving it out.
Nick came over with like a bouquet of candied flowers earlier. And he kept offering them to me, and I said, oh, no, no. So he's sitting on my couch, he's, like, eating them all, like, because they're on a big-ass stick. So he's just, like, sitting there, like, licking it as we're talking. It was gross and funny at the same time.
You sure you don't want some?
I'll let you have this one.
So good.
Nom, 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 nom.
But, I don't know. I don't want to ramble, you know? So if you guys don't have anything to talk about, maybe we should just call it quits and
Marvel versus Capcom 3.
Okay, you and Terry can actually probably talk about that a good amount. I don't know how much Alex likes those games, but that's not my forte.
Really not into the third one.
I don't know. I love Marvel versus Capcom. The new one looks pretty cool. I was not pleased with the 3D when I first saw it. But I see where they're coming from. Like, the first two games were really heavily, you know, Japanese fighter, anime, pixel art. So, and it was more leaning towards Capcom aesthetics. So I guess you kind of have to let Marvel have their turn with the 3D and Americanized everything. I'm excited. I want to play it. I don't have money to buy it, so I won't be buying it. But, I'm a little confused about some of their character picks. Like the Bionic Commando guy.
Spencer? I don't even know. Nathan Spencer.
Yeah, what's his name? Spencer? No, not happy with that. I'm not happy that there's no Mega Man right out the gate.
Yeah, that pissed me off.
And
there's no Mega Man.
He figures that it's going to be DLC, and he's probably right, but... that sucks that there's no Mega Man right away. You're gonna have to pay for him, most likely. Not a fan of Zero.
I don't like that there's no, like, other modes. There's just, like, small story and, like,
story
multiplayer.
And yeah.
Yeah, that's it. That's all there's.
Well, it's a fighting game. What else can you do?
Yeah, I mean, was there even any other mode in the other ones?
Well, no, I'm talking about what, like, they've done with Street Fighter 4, Super Street Fighter 4, like the tournament mode, tournament mode, spectator mode, like some of that stuff would have been good, especially spectator mode, I think.
Yeah, spectator mode, definitely something you want to add in a fighting game these days, especially now that you have PlayStation Network and Xbox Live and all that. It's so much easier now, you may as well make it so people can watch you.
Yeah, how hard would that be?
Yeah. And they've already proven they can do it with Super Street Fighter.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know if that's going to be something they're going to add later, or if they can add it later at this point, or what.
Super Marvel versus Capcom 3.
That'd be cool. Throw in Mega Man.
That's how they're going to do it. They're just going to throw in Mega Man. And spectator mode.
They were
listening
to
you
podcast.
Guys right now.
They were right.
We'll pay money for it.
You know people would buy it, too.
They should just name it.
Release it like 2 months after. Like, oh, man, I got to get that new one. New characters, spectator mode.
New character.
They're just listening right now, like, with all I hear is a cash register.
No, that would be interesting if they did a Super Marvel vs. Capcom 3. I don't see why they would, but...
Is there a game out there for Xbox or PS3 that is in the same style like as Smash Brothers, where it's like four players on this big-ass map?
There's some knockoffs. I know there was an older Xbox game that kind of did that. It was like a movie thingy, like you were different characters from like different genres of movies. Like there was a kung fu guy and a cowboy, and you'd all be on like a set fighting each other. It was okay, but it's no Smash Brothers.
Well, no, but I mean they can do something like that, and Smash Brothers is hugely popular.
They won't. That's Nintendo.
It's basically as close as you're gonna get.
That's really disappointing.
Yeah, well, deal with it.
Because the online of Smash Brothers, I'm sorry, was terrible.
Yeah.
Oh my god,
that's just
I wanted
Nintendo
to
in
cut.
General. They hate online apparently. They want to make it extremely complicated and shitty as possible. Like they're still going to have friend codes with that 3DS coming out.
Yeah.
What?
Yep.
But they're going to be easier though. It's going to be like for the system, not for the games.
Right, for the system, not just for each individual game.
I will cut them from my heart.
Still, like, why would you assign people a number and be like?
That's why you want to get the next generation portable.
The 3DS.
Where you have your PSN ID. It's all good.
No, but the 3DS is seriously an amazing piece of technology.
When you think about it, though,
it's not.
People are going to be getting it for more nostalgic value than anything new.
Well, yeah
but it's 3D without
remakes.
It's 3D within confined parameters.
No, yeah, absolutely. What's disappointing, though, is Nintendo isn't letting them do anything really innovating with a 3D because it has to be able so you can actually turn off the 3D. Like a lot of developers want to come up with like they all have these crazy ideas for
and they
want to
do like
a 3D.
All 3D game, but it has to be so that it can be playable without the 3D, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's dumb.
Well, that's because Nintendo. It's a safety thing for one, because I think it was if you're younger than like 10, you should not be using.
Okay, I'm sorry. So they're making a device that primarily is played by 10 years old and younger.
Yeah, I'm sure it wasn't as.
And they're making, they're pretty much putting
really young kids. Their eyes muscles aren't fully developed, so extended staring at a 3D device is gonna mess up their eyes. Well, I mean, you have to do that. I understand why they did it. You have to cover your ass. Cause...
No, yeah, it's why like fucking everything says 99.9%. Like, oh yeah, sorry, bro, you're the 1.1%.
So well, I mean, it's all the parents out there that like buy their kids mature-rated shit and don't supervise them and all that. So you know, there's gonna be some 5-year-old staring at his 3DS for hours on end, and then he's gonna
because cross-eyed. Fucking I did when I had my Game Boy as a kid. You can't put that down as a kid.
Yeah, and your parents don't care.
Yeah, they keep you out of their hair.
Warning labels. I mean, obviously the Game Boy wasn't dangerous at all, but
God,
3DS.
No. The first one was.
First one.
But I mean, if they put like a warning or a disclaimer or something on the box and before the game itself, they can't be touched, can they?
It's the same with the ratings. It's like they put a nice big ratings on every game, and people still complain, and then.
Yeah, but they can't do anything about
it. They won't be able to sue
the box.
Yeah, they won't be able to sue.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
if they
did. That's why we have to at the store. That's why we cannot sell to anybody who doesn't have permission from their parents or are not 17 mature rated games.
And there's also
pushing it. They were pushing it to make it a law. So if you sold it to somebody who's underage, you could be in big trouble.
Well, yeah, there's also that at Target too, though.
Law. I don't know if you guys heard this, but there's another law that they're trying to pass where they want to put up like a nice big label on each game that says playing this game leads to like crazy behavior in children or something.
Playing this game leads to drugs.
That is bullshit.
Yeah.
Drugs included into this game.
Well, see,
you will be addicted to getting to drugs.
Oh, I don't know.
During this story.
And I will tell you when I'm not being, when I'm not on the record.
Yeah, so. Oh. We had a little drop out there when George dropped out. There he goes again. Is it going to restart the recording every single time? Every time when he came back in last time, it restarted it.
Well, you could just link it together, right?
Yeah, no, I can, but I don't know if how much we've missed between, you know? Link. Okay, there it goes. George, fix your shit.
No, I'm...
Dang.
Thought you got better internet, George.
He has nothing to say about that. So, no, I didn't.
He's just like,
no comments. No comment at this time.
I can neither confirm nor deny.
Yeah.
I want to talk about this game really quick that's coming out tomorrow. It's called Hyper Dimensions Neptunia. Have you heard about it?
No.
Let me read the plot. The game takes place in the world of game industry. The world is split into four different regions: Planeptune, Leanbox, Last Station, and Loi, which are in turn protected by four goddesses. Players take the role
sounds like some sexual act.
Players take the role of...
You got this.
Go ahead.
I think his network cut out again. Players take the role...
Seek out his store and the book that contains the secrets of the world. Basically, it's a play on... And like, there's goddesses representing different consoles. Like, the Sega Neptune is the Planeptune is Sega the Dreamcast. The La Station is PlayStation 3. The Leanbox is the Xbox, and the Loi is the Wii.
The Wii.
And it's just funny because the first like planet I think to like get blown up or destroyed or whatever is the Dreamcast planet. and like supposedly like one of the big bosses is something that pretty much represents an R4. I don't know, it's pretty interesting.
What is this game for?
It's for PS3.
Oh.
It's NIS America. So it's like, here, I'm just gonna link you so you can take a look at it. But it's basically it's kind of like an Atlas game. It's one of those.
Oh, that's what it was. Yeah, I saw this the display case for it. I was like, "What the hell is this?" And then I walked away.
That's pretty interesting.
Well, that's neat.
I can't take too many games like that. It looks turn-based to me. Is it turn-based?
It's probably it's turn-based gameplay.
Any videos on it?
Gross. I like the engine that it's running. A fire engine, spelled with a PH and a Y.
It's a fire engine.
It's like a whale. I don't know. I'm looking for like a new RPG just to kind of test out, you know?
Yeah, that's what I was just saying to myself right now. I'm not a big fan of PS3, but I do like the fact that it has a lot of RPGs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm sure a lot of them are crap, though.
You know which one I miss?
Yeah, definitely.
I miss Evolution.
You're alone on that one, I guess.
No, not
Are you talking about Evolution, like, from Genesis?
From Dreamcast.
Dreamcast.
It was the best.
So I wouldn't go out shelling like $300 just because it plays RPGs.
Did any of you guys play Persona 3?
No. I didn't play that one, but I watched my brother play a lot of it. It looked fun. I really haven't played any of the Personas.
I just finished Birth by Sleep on PSP, so I want to get... I either want to get Kira Chronicles 2 or P3P. Persona 3, portable. Those are some good.
Are they going to do a Persona 4 portable?
I hope so. I played that one and I liked it.
My brother, I bought my brother Persona 4, And I'm staring at it. It's like the CDs on the floor and the cases over there. And I'm like, you don't know what you have. It's like, how much people will pay for this game. It is a Persona game. It's going to be worth a lot in a few years, or even now.
You should make that abundantly clear to him.
Yeah.
Or like, take it back. Take it back. Fuck that. Take it back.
Give me the game.
Put a different game in his place. Put like FIFA 10 or something.
I don't even know if he beat it.
Hey. FIFA 10 was good.
That's what I'm saying. Put it there. Maybe he'll be like, oh, I like soccer now.
When did I like soccer? Hello.
This Persona game sucks.
Is that what your brother sounds like?
That is Hello. Exactly what he sounds like.
Yeah. Anyways, how about we wrap this up so we don't talk about a bunch of more stuff that I don't know. And maybe look into Garry's Mod or Magico or that RPG, Alex, that you were talking about.
Hey. You want to play some grab ass?
Yes.
You know it.
Let's do it.
Oh, shit.
All right, see you guys.